A Creative Dance Podcast, Episode 1.
This series will explore relaxation and movement. Today's episode will look at introducing you to movement and listening to your body. There is no pressure to move, but just enjoy the 30 minutes of respite from the world.
This podcast has been made possible thanks to support from South Somerset District Council and Wassail Theatre Company. This podcast should not be listened to while driving or during any other activity, as it does require your full attention. Before taking part in the online podcast, please make sure you listen to my health and safety rules. I will not be held responsible or held liable for any injury that may occur during this podcast. Please make sure you have a nice open space and any sharp furniture is out of the way. Please make sure you've got comfortable clothes you can move in and that you're warm. Have a drink of water readily available for you, and also take a break when needed. If you do need to adapt any movement because of the space you're in or because of your own body, please do. Make sure you are feeling well before we start. If you do have any previous injuries, do make sure you know how far to push your body. If you do have any pets or somebody else is joining in with the podcast, please make sure there's enough room for you. And please remember, when you are taking part in this podcast, you are doing it with full consent and any risk is taken into your own hands.
I would like to say a massive thank you to Hannah Wilshire for her amazing work on the artwork for this podcast. Do take a look at her work, and shout out to my fellow performers, the Three Mats, for letting me feature on their podcast, Corpses on Stage. Do check it out, and all the details are in my bio.
Thank you so much for tuning into my podcast. I thought I'd start off by letting you know a little bit about myself. I'm Lucy and I'm 23. I graduated from Bath Spa University this year with a dance degree, and what a nightmare that was with COVID. I am now continuing to explore dance and performing arts in the Southwest. I have a real passion for dance for health and dance therapy. I'm currently working as a teaching assistant at a school that works with children with autism and speech and language and communication needs. I really hope you enjoy my podcast. During this podcast, I really hope you'll be able to stay open-minded and allow yourself to explore the stillness, movement and the experience. I invite you now to find a comfortable position. This can be sat on your bum or lying down on your back, or if you prefer, you could be sat on a chair, whichever makes you feel more comfortable. Please make sure that you are warm and that you don't feel restricted. You may also feel you need to pop a cushion underneath your head or underneath your back if that makes you feel more comfortable. I hope that you've found a comfortable position. You may wish to close your eyes from now. We're going to start with a warm-up. Please take a deep breath in through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Breathe in slowly and breathe slowly out. breathing in and then slowly breathing out. As you calmly breathe in and out, I would like you to turn your attention from your external environment to your internal, inner self. Notice your thoughts. Notice you. How your body is feeling. This is your time, and this is your world. Are you feeling tense? Where in the body do you feel the tension? Are there any areas that are more tense and areas that are holding less tension? Is there anywhere your mind and body that is feeling relaxed? Please take a moment to explore and focus on how you're really feeling right this minute. To begin with, I would like you to think about your jaw. Are you clenching your jaw right now? Please focus on this for a moment. Had you even noticed how clenched your jaw was? Please now let the tension go from your jaw. And now tense your jaw again and feel the muscles moving and tightening. Don't tense so much that it gives you discomfort, but hold this tension for a few moments, observing how this feels. Now, allow for some of that tension to be released, slowly. Feel how your jaw becomes more relaxed. Very slowly releasing the tension. The muscles become softer, becoming fluid. Are your teeth still touching? Keep slowly releasing the tension until the teeth are no longer connected. Slowly and calmly releasing the jaw. Now tense the jaw again. Not so tight that it hurts, but enough that you can, that you are firmly holding the teeth together. And now relax. Once again, tense your jaw. Enough to feel the pressure. And now this time, I want you to relax, letting all the tension in your jaw go completely. Dropping your jaw completely so that your teeth aren't touching. As your lower jaw is just hanging, there is no tightness in the muscles. It could just sway in the wind. The jaw is completely loose. It keeps dropping with gravity, getting lower and lower. Your lips may be apart. Allow for this to happen, to let the jaw just hang, allowing no tension to be left in the jaw. Now allow your mouth to open as wide as possible, stretching the muscles in and around your jaw and mouth, starting to awaken the whole face, stretching and wriggling up and down the face, using the mouth opening and closing, wriggling the nose and dropping the jaw. And now relax. Allow your mouth to find a relaxed position. There should be no tension in the jaw. Teeth and lips are apart. The lips are just about touching, and the muscles around your jaw and mouth are feeling relaxed. Please take a moment to experience this feeling, to observe what it feels like not to be clenching your jaw or holding any tension. Relaxation from the jaw spread into the top of your head. Maybe there's a tingling sensation that grows from the top of your head, trickling down the back of your head, past the ears, down the front of your face, pitter-patting down over your eyes, nose, mouth and chin, letting the tension fall away. Begin to let your neck and shoulders relax, sinking into the floor. Feel your chest expanding and collapsing, releasing any tension. Letting it be absorbed by the ground beneath you. Allowing your cervical spine, your upper back, to release with the chest, becoming heavy and light at the same time. Feel the collarbones reaching down towards the rib cage, releasing the tension from the shoulders. Moving down into the middle back, letting go of the thoracic spine, finding space between the vertebrae, and continuing down into the lumbar spine and the lower back, feeling the relaxation flowing down the body like a meandering stream through the hills and the valleys on a warm summer's day. This feeling to continue to run down your arms, through the elbow, past the wrist, and reaching the very ends of your fingertips. Accepting the feeling of heaviness and relaxation, letting all the muscles and the bones within your body loosen, falling into the ground. Let this sensation continue down through into the hips, letting the hips soften to the tops of your legs, letting your thighs expand into the floor. The warm flow continues down into your knees, past your shins and the calves into the feet, letting the remaining tension drain out through the toes, leaving you with a feeling of relaxation and calm. Your body is heavy and relaxed. Your body is sinking into the ground beneath you, and the ground is lifting you up. It's holding you, cradling you, and you are floating on top of the earth. Listening to your body, isolating different areas of the body, slowly and gently. This is your time to explore different areas. If at any stage during this exercise you want to stay and explore a certain area of the body for longer, please do. I now ask you to try and stay fully present with yourself and in your body. This exercise will last up to 1 minute and 30 seconds, and in the last 30 seconds I would like you to find a way to stand up. Please follow your instinct and move how you want. You may wish to keep your eyes closed, or you can open them but keep the gaze low. You may want to start by exploring how your hand moves and all the tiny delicate bones within the hand. How do they move? In which direction? I'd like you to build your movement up, one body part at a time. First, just the fingers, then add the wrists, then the elbow. And so on. Exploring how they move, what direction can they move. Allow your body to react. Be empowered by the fact that you are making these movement choices. Enjoy the freedom and allow that feeling to turn into confidence. Experience this self-expression and emotional release. If you're feeling frustrated, let it out. If you are confident, if you're content, if you're happy, confused, let that out through the movement. Be free from the judgment of others. Who cares what you're doing? No one's watching. This is your time. This is a chance to reawaken body's senses. As we move into the last part of this exercise, I would like you to find a way up to standing. There is no rush. Exploring movement through the spine, the lower back, pulling you, pushing you. Exploring gravity, rising up from the floor, however you want, or sinking back down to the floor and finding a different route up. There is no right or wrong way to do this. Once you have found your way up to standing, observe how you're feeling. Are you feeling calm? Energized? Nervous? Unsteady? Allow for a couple of moments to balance yourself, to test your balance, to relax into your knees. Try to release any tension. Remember that feeling from the floor and drop the shoulders, the jaw, and bounce through the knees gently. Now that we are standing, please adjust yourself so that you are comfortable. I am now going to go through a visual story. Please absorb the words and the imagery I'm going to give you. Allow your body to move in a response to my words. I would like you to visualize yourself standing in a big field. There is no one else around, and you feel calm and relaxed. You are surrounded by green, luscious fields that go on and on and on. You look around this meadow, noticing the beauty all around you. You are feeling heavy and relaxed. In the distance, you see dark clouds closing in as the sky grows a little darker. You can see that there is a storm brewing, and you can feel the change in the air. And you feel some raindrops starting to fall. Imagine this storm is your stress, or a feeling of uncertainty, or something that you are struggling with at the moment. It could be something very small that feels like just a little bit of rain. Or it could be massive and feel like a hurricane with very heavy wind, and winds strong enough to blow you off your feet. We are going to face a very strong and powerful storm to make ourselves stronger within. There is a choice. You can either embody this storm within your body, or you can powerfully stand or sit in your meadow, completely unfazed by the storm. In the meadow, the storm can't hurt you. So as you feel the storm getting stronger and the wind blowing harder and harder, you have a choice of how to react to this storm. You can react with fear, or with love and compassion, knowing that the storm is completely harmless in this podcast. I really want you to embrace this storm now and let it fully exist without fighting it. I want you to become the storm, embodying the movement, the rain, the thunder, the wind, the lightning. The storm clouds are getting thicker, it's raining hard. Are the movements you're creating sharp? Are you swaying with the wind? Feel the thunder by stamping your feet and the clap of thunder through your hands. Allow your body to react, even if the movement is only happening within your head. Is the rain hard? Is it is it hitting you? Are you spinning? Are you jumping? Does it feel like your brain is going round and round in circles? The storm is getting harder and faster. It feels never ending. It's raining, it's thundering, it's windy, and there's so many flashings of thunder and lightning. I want you now to decide that you want to get up from where you are, or to stop what you're doing. And I want you to slowly start walking towards the storm, without any fear. You are walking towards this storm with power. You are understanding the storm, and you're letting this feeling of acceptance into your body. You are accepting this feeling that the storm has. You are getting closer and closer, and the wind is getting stronger and stronger, and you feel that power from coming from within you. It's helping you, it's supporting you. You can see the eye of the storm, and around that eye, the wind and the rain are extremely powerful and strong. You are heading straight towards the eye of the storm. That's where you want to be. You are going to step inside the eye in 3, 2, 1. It is calm and peaceful here. As you look around, all you can see is the chaos around you. But inside the eye, it's warm. It's calm. You feel like you can breathe. Can breathe in and out, and you feel safe. This is your space. How does it feel to be inside the eye? How does it compare to being out in the storm? How is your body responding to that feeling? Imagine that your stress is a storm. You can do what you like with that stress or that storm. You can sit still and let it happen around you. Or you can fully embody it and let it come out through the movement. Or you can be right in the center, in the eye, and watch it unfold around you. You are in control, and you can decide where you want to be. The storm is slowly losing its power and momentum. How is your body feeling? What is your body doing? Is your movement becoming softer? Is your body becoming softer? The rain is only lightly spitting now. And the rain and the wind, it's slowing, it's easing off. Clouds are becoming brighter. I can feel that sun pushing through. The sun is so bright compared to the storm. It's hot, and I can feel the bright warmth filling my body. You are swaying with that sun and the gentle breeze. I can hear the birds singing. How do you feel? Do You feel like a weight's been lifted off your shoulders. Do you feel the energy coming from the sun? Do you feel the ground lifting you up? Everything feels calm, happy, positive. This moment right now, is a calm, energized, and positive state of mind. Everything at this moment of time feels manageable. The storm is always going to pass. Now we are going to take three nice deep breaths in, slowly bringing ourselves back to our standing position. Breathing in and out. Slowly taking a nice deep breath in. Last one, breathe in and out. You can now slowly open your eyes. Please take a moment to arrive back in the room. Remembering all the feelings we have explored today, and remembering how we let go of all the tension in our bodies. Thank you so much for taking part in the first episode of the Creative Dance Podcast. If you can, please let me know how you got on, and if you have any feedback, please get in contact via my Instagram page at Lucy Hobman Dance, or via my email, lucyhobman@live.co.uk. Thank you very much. Bye.